Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today.
The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
New Sean Hannity Show. More behind-the-scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America.
All right, glad you're with us. Thanks, Scott Shannon, and thanks to all of you. 800-941-SEAN. You want to be a part of the program? Well, not a good day for Karine Jean-Pierre, who was just sparring with our own Peter Doocy at the Fox News Channel. Didn't go particularly well. And she just stormed out of the room. It's pretty funny.
That Paul returns back home safely to his family.
And just one other topic. You've said a few times that you really can't talk about communications between the Biden campaign and Twitter. Who is telling you that that's off limits?
I've already had that conversation with you, with your colleague, I believe, yesterday. I've already addressed this multiple times this week, so I don't have anything more to add. Again, we've litigated this all week. Don't have anything to add.
So not a campaign.
I'm going to the back. I'm going to the back. Go ahead.
I'm getting out of here. I can't take it anymore. I'm out. I'm out. That's it. I'm done. I'm finished. Why is that? Anyway, so I want to start with this issue about this prisoner exchange. And if those of you may recall, I've on a number of occasions said that the U.S. needs to go to bat for Brittany Griner, the WNBA player, and get her out of prison. She was sentenced to 9 years in prison in Russia, you know, over a minor marijuana a law that she broke, which is so far excessive and insane. That happened today, but that's not the issue that is getting my attention the most here. And I'm very happy. I want to be very clear. We wanted this day to come. We wanted her free. There's no doubt about it. But was the price too high? And now we have an NBC News report that I'll explain to you that the Biden administration may have lied to us today in terms of whether or not they had a choice between a Marine by the name of Paul Whelan that has been in prison in Russia since 2018 and what they had to give up just to get Brittany Griner to be free. Now, Russia is getting back as part of this deal. It was a one-for-one exchange. Now, Russia is getting back one of the world's most notorious arms dealer while they're at war. And would anyone be surprised, by the way, if we see a story one day about, you know, is selling U.S. weaponry given to Ukraine or U.S. weaponry confiscated by the Taliban? Who knows? So anyway, the U.S. to get Brittany Griner free, I'm happy she's free. I mean that. And I know all about her history. I know her position on the national anthem. I'll get to that too. It doesn't matter. She's an American. She was being used politically by Putin. This was an excessive sentence. It was ruining her life. you know, as an athlete, she only has a small window in terms of career opportunity to make money. But to get her free, this prisoner exchange was with this arms dealer by the name of Victor Boot. His nickname is the Merchant of Death. Now, he's a Russian arms dealer. He's been serving a 25-year prison sentence in the U.S. on charges of conspiring to kill Americans, acquire and export anti-aircraft missiles, provide material support to a terrorist organization, convicted in 2011, and Boot has maintained his innocence, but every prisoner pretty much maintains their innocence. Some occasionally we convict innocent people, but not in this case. He became the world's most notorious arms dealer by fueling civil wars around the world. Boot originally made his name in the 1980s, arming young civil war fighters in Africa, was arrested in a 2008 sting operation in Thailand led by U.S. drug enforcement agents that were posing as revolutionary armed forces for Colombia. This was years in the making. It was an incredible successful operation called Operation Relentless, and was eventually handed over to the U.S. in 2010, convicted in 2011 after a protracted court proceeding. And anyway, they think he's 55 years old, etc. He had been held in a U.S. penitentiary, how do you say the word, in Marion, Illinois, in a special unit nicknamed Little Guantanamo because it's so restrictive. Boot was the inspiration for Nicolas Cage's character in a 2005 movie called Lord of War, which I've never seen. Here's where things, we need some answers. Again, I'm very happy that Brittany Griner is free. I said it many times that I wanted her to be freed. I wanted our government to engage. I understand sometimes in negotiations you give more than you probably should. In this particular case, it sounds like the price was too high. And especially considering what we now know, and that is about Paul Whelan. He's a 51-year-old resident of Michigan, was arrested, and he's been in a Russian prison since 2018. And the question is, why didn't they go after him? Now, the family of U.S. Marine Paul Whelan, he's been detained now since 2018 on this espionage conviction. The U.S. believes to be false, has come out in support of the deal to bring Whelan's Russian detainee, Brittany Greer, home. But in a statement given to CBS and other outlets, Paul Whelan's brother, a guy by the name of David Whelan, spoke out in support of the swap. There's no greater success than for a wrongful detainee to be freed and for them to go home. The Biden administration made the right decision to bring Ms. Griner home and to make the deal possible rather than waiting for one that wasn't going to happen. And Whelan noted that President Joe Biden's administration gave the family a heads up that the Griner deal was being made. The early warning meant that our family has been able to mentally prepare for what is a public disappointment for us and what is a catastrophe for Paul. Now, obviously, they're being very, very gracious. Now, here's where things go sideways for Joe Biden. Now, NBC News just put out a report contradicting Joe Biden's claim that Russia offered to free only Brittany Griner in exchange for this Russian arms dealer, and that the releasing of the Marine and Iraq War veteran Paul Whelan was never on the table. And commenting this morning on the fact that Whelan will remain imprisoned in Russia while Griner goes free, Biden said this was not a choice. Biden said, sadly, for illegitimate reasons, Russia has treated Paul's case differently than Brittany's, and while we have not yet succeeded in securing Paul's release, we have not given up. Now, here's where NBC News, they're saying it's not true what Biden said. From NBC News, I read verbatim, a senior U.S. official told NBC News that the U.S. government had sought to have both Griner and Whelan released as part of the swap with the Kremlin. But the official said Russia has treated Whelan differently because he's an accused spy, and that the Kremlin gave the Biden White House the choice of either Griner or Whelan or none, which then begs the question, why did Biden pick Brittany Griner, who's been in prison for just about 10 months? Paul Whelan has been serving time in the gulag since December of 2018. And I think a lot of, by the way, and if the choice was there, you know, it's a far more serious charge that that Paul Whelan is facing than what Brittany Griner was facing, meaning down the road it would be easier to get Griner, I think, in a prisoner exchange here. But anyway, people are going to wonder why a Marine that served his country in Iraq, did Biden pass over Whelan for Griner? And if he did, why is he lying to us about it? You know, and, you know, then people have brought up the fact that in 2020, in the Arizona Republic, Brittany Griner said that she didn't think the national anthem should ever be played before WNBA games and that she would not be on the floor if it was. Social media then, you know, mocked the sentence that she had received, 9 years in prison, because they didn't like her political position. That, to me, shouldn't have any impact. She's an American that's being held unjustly in Russia, an enemy country, and you want her home. So, you know, we can be happy for Brittany Griner and her family, and it's something that we stated before that we wished would happen. But was the price too high? And why didn't Biden insist, if we're going to give you this lunatic, you know, this merchant of death, as he's called, if we're going to give you the merchant of death, we should at least get back our Marine and Brittany Griner. Why didn't he drive a better bargain? Because this is not the best bargain. This is not apples for apples here. You're talking about a minor marijuana infraction versus, you know, a guy that is a world-renowned arms dealer that was convicted of trying to kill Americans, among other things, conspiring to kill Americans. So, you know, the question is, you know, what happens to Paul Whelan now? And anyway, by the way, and Mark Fogle is a teacher. And there also are lives, you know, Biden, is it because Brittany Griner was famous? She was a basketball player. I mean, should she have gotten 9 years in prison for a minor weed act? No, she shouldn't. But Paul Whelan needs to be set free, too. And Biden demonstrated to Putin that Russia's hostage diplomacy works. Because this is about as good a deal as Putin could ever hope for. There's no equality in this deal. And does that mean it's going to result in more Americans being grabbed by Russian security services if they're on Russian soil? Now, by the way, I'd recommend no American go to a hostile regime like Russia. I mean, you know, all these people that do deals with hostile nations, I want no part of it. I'm never doing a deal with China in my life. I'm never doing a deal with Russia in my life. I'm never doing a deal with most of these Middle Eastern countries in my life, or Venezuela or Iran or any of these countries. And I know a lot of people do them. You read about it all the time. I want no part of it. Now, the Daily Mail had an interesting side note in all of this, that the Saudi crown prince, the other merchant of death, if you will, according to Joe Biden, the pariah nation of Saudi Arabia, the murderer of Jamal Khashoggi, according to Biden, MBS led the talks to help Biden free Brittany Griner in this prisoner swap. I don't know if that's true, but they're claiming that, in fact, that that's true. And what role they may or may not have played is beyond any information that I have about this. But this prisoner swap is getting a lot of play by a lot of different people. And I think if I'm Paul Whelan and his brother and his family, and you were told one thing by the president, and NBC News is reporting the exact opposite, then you have to ask the question, well, wait a minute, why did you lie to us? And if you had the choice, why wouldn't you take the person that was there a lot longer, that had far more severe charges, because it should be, on paper at least, easier to get out somebody with a minor weed conviction than somebody that they're viewing as a potential spy. So, I don't, you know, let's see what happens. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as seven firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today. HomeTitleLock.com. Promo code Sean. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered. No worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to HealthLock.com. That's one word, HealthLock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Let's face facts. America is not the same country we once knew. Violent crime is spiking at an alarming rate, but the media, they don't want to tell you about it. Now, in the wake of the defund, dismantle police movement, old departments are underfunded, officers are leaving the force, new recruits are nowhere to be found, and meanwhile, emergency response times have doubled across the country. Now, the unsettling truth is that you and your family are increasingly on your own. Now, luckily, the former head of training for the FBI and the USCCA, they have partnered to bring you something I wish I had years ago. It's called the Complete Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, which you can download, and it's absolutely positively free. Now, inside, you're going to learn proven ways to deter criminals and protect your home. You're going to learn self-defense mindsets and techniques from world-renowned experts, as well as seven firearm drills that could save your life. All you have to do is go to uscca.com/Hannity right now to get instant access. Have you thought about building a pool? Well, you can get more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa from our friends at Master Spas. In fact, right now you can save up to $2,000 that you will get off during their global sales event this month only. The Michael Phelps Swim Spa is not just a hot tub. It combines all the best features of a hot tub like hydrotherapy, Comfortable seating paired with the perks of a pool like a spacious swimming area with a high-performance water current for convenient exercise. Linda, you love Master Spas.
You know, they're not kidding. It has a huge swimming part. It has a huge spa part. I mean, the division between the two are amazing. The kids are swimming. Anthony and I can hang out in the spa. And you can flip between the two sides. You can take breaks. You know, it's just, I cannot say how often we use it all year round. And it's so much fun. And you can do it at night. It has an awesome, beautiful lighting system in it, too. It's just a wonderful, wonderful thing for the whole family.
Go to MasterSpas.com, enter the promo code Hannity, upper right-hand corner. You can save up to $2,000 off your Master Spa. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand I trust, MasterSpas.com. Roll along, 800-941-SHAWN. Nobody's saying this is a good deal. This is the dumbest deal ever. However, you know, and what Biden should have done is demanded that he get both Paul Whelan, whatever his name is, out along with Brittany Griner. That would have been the deal. At that point, if you're going to release the Merchant of Death, that would be the deal if you're going to do that. Amazing Democrats. Remember back in the day, arms for hostages and how they felt about it. I'm of the mindset that I don't want our fellow Americans, in this case, now we're talking about Paul Whelan. I don't want any American held by a hostile regime. And if you can make a deal that is, you know, that is going to get them free, I'm willing to go far. This is the worst deal imaginable. Because I would bet if they would have held out, they probably could have gotten the two of them freed. Just guessing. I doubt Donald Trump would have gone for this deal. He would have demanded more. God only knows what Putin would demand for freeing Paul Whelan. I mean, who knows? It's got to be so disappointing for him and his family. But the question the family's going to want to have answered and deserves to have answered is, were they given a choice to Joe Biden lie to them? Because that's what NBC is claiming. Not Sean Hannity. I'm going by the NBC report. You got to give Republicans some credit when they do something good. And the House of Representatives now passed their defense funding bill, $858 billion. And in it, they got rid of the vaccine mandate for the military. And it was also approved by the Senate and signed by President Joe Biden. That was one of Kevin McCarthy's promises that he would get done. I know the battle over leadership continues. We should be hearing more about that in probably any day now. That's what I'm being told. My sources are telling me. House Republicans also released a plan to restore border security, including finishing the wall and bringing back the Stay in Mexico policy that was extraordinarily successful. If you listen to Mayorkas or you listen to Joe Biden, oh, the border wall is secure. The border is secure. No, it's not secure. We're going to have 5 million people in 2 years entering this country illegally because of Joe Biden not enforcing the law and aiding and abetting law breaking. All right, 25 to the top of the hour. Republicans, we have some interest. We need some answers from Biden, not only on this Merchant of Death exchange, but Republicans now are going to have to investigate. Why did Joe Biden give China a $200 million grant, a Chinese battery company, despite our own intelligence community's repeated warnings that China poses the greatest threat to our national security? So Joe Biden awards a Chinese battery company, $200 million, your dollars. It's not a loan. It's not an investment. It's a grant. A grant means there's no strings attached to it. Washington Free Beacon says top Republicans on the Senate Energy Committee launched an inquiry on Wednesday into why the Biden administration granted a China-based battery company under scrutiny from U.S. financial regulators. And the announcement came in the wake of the Free Beacon report about the Biden administration's attempt to spin the grant as a boon for American-made clean energy. Senator Barrasso, the ranking member of the Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee, said the Department of Energy's grant in this particular case undermines the U.S.'s position in its race against China for technological supremacy. Why are we funding the Wuhan Virology Lab? Why are we funding a Chinese battery company, giving them grants, giving them our money? Why are we doing this? What part of China being an enemy, hostile regime does Biden not understand? This is just insanity. And it even gets worse. Now we see Biden is going to reward his friends at the Teamsters Union and offer $36 billion of your dollars to bail out the Teamsters pension fund. Why don't we look into what they did with the money that was in the fund and how they lost the money that was in the fund? Anyway, he announced yesterday or earlier today, he's spending $36 billion taxpayer dollars to bail out the Teamsters Union's pension plan, which is projected now to run out of money by 2025. The money being doled out to Central States Pension Fund, the largest ever federal bailout of any pension plan. Now you wonder why unions support Democrats and donate all their money and force rank and file members to, you know, give over money to Democratic candidates. This is it. A $36 billion, you know, gift to the unions. I care about people's retirements plan, but if money was given by the rank and file and put away for their retirement, well, how did they squander it? We're not even going to ask that question, because that's a question that should be answered. It's unbelievable. Now, I want you to pay attention. This may not sound like a big deal to you, but this is a very big deal. If the threshold is now going, remember, one of the promises Republicans have made is they're going to defund the 87,000 IRS agents that they want to hire. And anyway, so, but if they in fact get working, that's more than doubling the number of IRS agents we have in the country. In other words, now, is it going to impact my life? Probably not, because it's probably going to impact many of your lives. You're just going to end up with the Hannity treatment, which is, oh, it's Hannity, pull his file, let's audit him every single year. And meanwhile, I have two accounting firms and a law firm go over my taxes, because I'm not making a mistake on my taxes. I'm paying every penny and then some. I mean, I can't tell you how many conversations I have. Well, this is really a legitimate deduction. They may question it, but it's a legitimate deduction. I'm like, pay it. Just pay. Why do I want to deal with these people? It's not worth it at some point. Anyway, the current threshold for reporting payments are going from $20,000 to $600. Now, if you think about that in terms of, you know, Venmo or any of these means that people transfer money, do you use Venmo, Linda? I don't ever use this.
Oh my God, yeah, I love Venmo.
Okay, Venmo, what's the other one? PayPal is another one. If you use any of them. Okay, so now you're going to have to send a 1099 for every person that you send $600 or more dollars to. And probably if you don't, then you're going to have to answer why you didn't. Like, for example, did you get your Christmas bonus yet? I don't even know.
I would have to check that.
You'd have to check that. All right. So I give Christmas bonuses every year, but then also you get a follow-up from my accountant that says you have to fill out a 1099, right?
I mean, I've been here a long time. They have my 1099.
Okay, but every year you get a 1099. Jason, you confirm you get a 1099 every year, right?
Yes, I think maybe it was sent just in case any information changed. It didn't, but okay. I filled it out anyway.
I gotcha. But, I mean, so, you know, you have to literally dot every I, cross every T. Now, that's for $20,000. Now they're going to make you do it for $600. So for all this talk that they're going after the rich people have the accountants, the rich people have the lawyers, the rich people know the laws inside and out. Trust me, I don't know any of this stuff, but I'm just telling you, this is insanity. They're going to harass us to death over $600 financial exchanges. What if you sell a few items in your closet, somebody buys it for $600, so you better send them a 1099. Or you get a 1099, whatever it happens to be, or you buy something for $600. Yeah, you better fill out that 1099. Now, get this. The Biden administration also announced a new proposal that's going to prevent new or newly renovated federal buildings from being powered by fossil fuels by 2030. What are they going to power them with? Oh, electricity. Okay, where does electricity come from? The grid. What is the grid made of? That's right, fossil fuels. That's great. Have you heard of these ESG accounts? It could violate antitrust laws. you know, now you can put pensions in this, in these funds that are green, as you call them. And anyway, which I think is a far more riskier investment. Economists predict, already saying, this year has been a watershed moment in real estate and not a good one. The housing market, closely watched industry metric that gauges the outlook for home sales, declined to 33 in November on a 100-point scale. That is the lowest level in a decade, save for, you know, one of the months during the pandemic. Anything under 50 means real trouble for the housing industry. A month earlier, interest rates, get this, we started the year with interest rates for a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage at 3%. We're now over 7%, and we're going to get another rate hike. I don't know if it's this week or next week, whenever we get, I guess next week at this point. We'll probably get another rate hike, either a half basis point or three-quarter basis point increase. That's going to bring in a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage to 8%. You know, buy a $500,000 house, now you're going to pay $2,000 more dollars than you would have paid in January of this year. That's how bad these interest rate hikes are and how they're impacting you, the American consumer. Who's going to buy a house now and pay $2,000 more per month? And who's going to sell a house when you got a 2.7% 30-year fixed rate loan? Nobody's going to do it. It's unbelievable. Elon Musk is about to drop his second, you know, bit of information, if you will, as it relates to the suppression of the Hunter Biden story. I don't know what they've got left. One of the questions that they're asking here, and Elon Musk even said it himself, and Miranda Devine had a good column about this, reporting that, you know, after FBI Russiagate hoaxer, former general counsel for the FBI, James Baker, who was working as Twitter's general counsel, he's fired because of Elon Musk this week. Anyway, he's worried that they may have deep-sicked some of Twitter's most important files related to the suppression of the Hunter Biden laptop bombshell. Miranda writes, having parachuted into Twitter conveniently 5 months before the 2020 election as the deputy general counsel and vice president, former top FBI lawyer James Baker played an instrumental role in the censorship of the post-Hunter Biden laptop story in October of 2020, and Baker was involved in the potential suppression of material that Musk ordered released from Twitter's files last Friday to reveal who was involved in killing the New York Post story and preventing the derogatory material about a candidate, Joe Biden, from being disseminated widely, because all of it was true. The most important data was hidden and may have been deleted, Musk says. And he's worried about it. In this interview that he had, he actually talked to Baker before he fired him. This is a pretty interesting, unreported part of the story here. But Musk questioned Baker before the firing about the events surrounding the laptop suppression scandal. And he said the lawyer's explanation was unconvincing, his words. And I bet it was unconvincing in a lot of different ways. I mean, you think about the FBI's involvement in this. You think about how did James Baker, involved in the Russia collusion hoax himself, you know, how did he get this top position at a time heading into the election? Now, think about this. The FBI had Hunter's laptop. They had this in December of 2019. They had 11 months before the 2020 election. They had all the opportunity, if they wanted it, to look into whether the laptop was authentic. It turns out it was authentic. Then the question is why the FBI got involved in the first place and why the FBI was having meetings, weekly meetings with all these big tech companies, why the FBI was warning all these big tech companies to be on the lookout for hacked material or leaked operations from foreign actors. You know, Twitter's former head of site integrity, Joel Roth, just last week in this case with Eric Schmidt that we've been telling you about. That's why we keep having Eric Schmidt on the program. He's the one that testified they absolutely were warning about a hack and leak operation on a weekly basis, and they absolutely mentioned that it might be about Hunter Biden. Now, the FBI had the laptop. They knew Rudy Giuliani had the laptop. They knew the likelihood was pretty high that that laptop story was going to leak before the 2020 election. So in the lead up to the leak, they decided to get ahead of it by getting big tech companies to believe that it's going to be some type of misinformation or propaganda from some you know, some outside entity or force or enemy or hostile regime. Anyway, so the FBI asked Facebook, asked Twitter, asked all these big tech companies to be on high alert for a dump of Russian propaganda, likely hacked, et cetera, et cetera. Mark Zuckerberg even told Joe Rogan at the time about the FBI warning them to be on high alert for a dump of Russia propaganda. And so if you have Twitter admitting that they were talking about propaganda involving Hunter, well, they knew that the Hunter Biden laptop story was likely to come out. So now it fits perfectly. Now we understand. And the FBI agent who organized these weekly meetings with the big tech companies, this guy Elvis Kahn, I think is how you pronounce his name. Anyway, his postgraduate thesis claimed that Russia interfered with the 2016 election to help former President Donald Trump. Okay, he should have gotten an F on his thesis because he's wrong. Anyway, he's the one that organized the weekly meetings with big tech companies. And conveniently, when questioned by the Solicitor General in Missouri under oath, he couldn't remember ever bringing up the name Hunter Biden. But on the other hand, also questioned under oath, Twitter's former head of site integrity, Yoel Roth, said, yeah, they brought up Hunter Biden's name a lot. Unbelievable. Why did the FBI get involved in this? Why did they not? Because they wanted to put their finger on the scale of the campaign. It's exactly what they did in 2016. It didn't work out the way they wanted. They knew the story would be explosive. So they basically, instead of debunking, they pre-bunked the Hunter Biden laptop story, preparing all of these big social media companies. This is likely going to be hacked material. This is likely going to be Russian disinformation. You're not going to want to publish this. And sure enough, these companies didn't publish it. And at Twitter, their general counsel was involved in the Russia collusion hoax to begin with. The organizer, apparently this guy Kahn, is friendly with not only Baker, but with the likes of Strzok and Page, according to one report that I heard, or one source that I talked to. So, you know, Elon Musk very bravely is saying, hey, yeah, Twitter was involved as acting as the arm of the Democratic Party. They were, you know, and the media mob was completely complicit in lying to the American people by not giving them accurate information. And he said by shutting down dissenting voices, that is by its very definition, election interference. And yet it all happened. Can't believe it. By the way, one other thing that I learned, I went through, you know, all these, how yesterday Republicans need to embrace the tactics of ballots as it involves campaigns. And we went through, for example, all the different laws in terms of what it means to do ballot harvesting. Let me just point out something that every Republican needs to know. In Nevada, Adam Laxalt was outspent by $45 million. In Wisconsin, Ron Johnson was outspent by $23 million. In Georgia, Herschel Walker was outspent by $100 million. In Arizona, Blake Masters was outspent by $65 million. If you look at North Carolina, Ted Budd was outspent $28 million. Dr. Oz, $39 million he was outspent by. General Bolduc outspent by $32 million. Ohio, J.D. Vance outspent by $11 million. Tiffany Smiley was outspent by $7 million. Joe O'Dea was outspent by $23 million in Colorado. Even Marco Rubio was outspent by $21 million. That's on the Republicans. They're not funding their candidates to the degree they should. I'll come back. We'll have the latest on the Twitter issue and the FBI's involvement straight ahead.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
On this season of McCartney: A Life in Lyrics, Paul McCartney is diving deep into some of his most beloved songs. Yesterday, Band on the Run, Hey Jude. And McCartney's favorite song in his catalog, Here, There, and Everywhere.
I like the line,
changing my life with a wave of the hand.
Look at those kind of lyrics now and sort of think, where did that come from?
Hear McCartney: A Life in Lyrics on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.